Bags down, spikes on, welcome to the track. Hi, my name is Colin Waitzman, and I'm your host of this episode of Track World News, brought to you by UCS Spirit. So this is a special bonus episode that I'm bringing to you because this past weekend I was lucky enough to fly out to the National Pole Vault Summit out in Reno, Nevada, and this is going to be coverage all on that meet. It was a fantastic competition to watch, and it was great to be able to get some special coverage of it. We will be having a vlog going up, I believe, tomorrow, and that's going to be on our YouTube channel, which is Track World News as well. We're getting more active on there, so if you want to see some visual content, you're going to be able to see it all over there as well. And so this video is definitely brought to you by UCS Spirit. They were the ones that were able to make this entire trip happen. They helped me get there and set up and everything like that. And so definitely huge thank you for them. If you're not familiar, they create some of the best pole vaulting poles out there. In my opinion, they are the best. I used them when I was a vaulter and definitely was one of my favorite things to use. They also produce different pole vaulting mats and track and field equipment. So if you're a coach or if you're an athletic director or heck, if you're even an athlete and you're looking to have improved equipment, definitely look up UCS Spirit. They have tons of great gear and you're definitely going to want to check them out. And so this event, the National Pole Vault Summit, is the biggest pole vaulting event in the entire world. Over 1,500 vaulters across the nation and really across the entire world come together under one roof in Reno, Nevada to vault over the course of 2 days. So this year there were 12 pits, and in years past it can get up to 15 different pits going all at one time. Yes, that is 15 competitions happening at one time. It can be truly amazing to see. They fill up an entire field house with athletes and fans all watching this, and it's really cool because it's not just a pole vaulting competition. They have a lot of other things that are going on as well. So they have different learning opportunities where you can actually hear from top-tier coaches and top-tier athletes on how to improve your pole vaulting skills. They have different Q&As so you can talk to these athletes and ask them questions on how they improved the sport. There's also different seminars and learning opportunities and everything over the sun that happens on Thursday and Friday, so younger athletes can really learn how to do the ropes. And it's not exclusive for anyone. I mean, you'll see people there that are just getting started and are 8 years old, and you'll see people that are 88 years old that are pole vaulting, sometimes even for the very first time, as well as Olympians and plenty of other athletes from all corners of the globe coming out to the Reno Pole Vault Summit. And it's a truly amazing trip. And I'll get more in depth on how I actually enjoyed the trip on my vlog. So you'll hear about my travels and just the beauties of Reno over there. But this episode really dedicated to that entire competition, in particular the elite competition. And so with this entire meet going on, I'm sure many of you are thinking, I mean, how does this even happen? I mean, how are you orchestrating and organizing and creating the biggest meet in the entire world? And with that, we have a member of the UCS board explain exactly how it is that they came up with this idea and how they bring together all of these amazing people under one roof. All right, I'm here with Chris Chappell, a member of the planning committee for the National Pole Vault Summit. One of the biggest pole vaulting meets you'll see. I have over 12 pits with 1,200 athletes coming out here for the weekend. Chris, can you kind of bring us into some of the insight on what it's like to be planning one of these massive meets each year?
Well, it's the biggest pole vault.
The biggest, yeah.
No, but you know, we're just happy that there's this many people in the world that want to pole vault. We're not an events company, right? We don't just put on events. So this is the only event that we ever plan, and it's something that was born out of an idea to try to help develop the event and the sport of pole vaulting. And it grew from a really small clinic to now a very big clinic.
Yeah. I mean, what's it like seeing vaulters of all skill levels coming out here? You have people at maybe one of their first meets ever, and then you have Olympic champions coming out here all under one roof. I mean, what's it like seeing just the greater pole vaulting community all coming together in one weekend?
Well, I think that's part of the reason that makes this event successful. Like, we think it's successful anyway. We think that we put together good information for people to walk away from and take something with them throughout the season. And for us, that's a success. Yeah. And I think that what really helps that and makes it very special is the fact that there are such a breadth of talent and athletes and exposure. I mean, we have kids that have never touched a vaulting pole in their life to Olympic champions. Or if you want to look at it by age, there's 5-year-olds all the way up to 85-year-olds pole vaulting. And I think we all kind of share the same passion for the event. And getting everybody together to kind of share ideas and experiences and stories is sort of what makes it really, really special.
Yeah. And so I'm sure something that a lot of people are probably wondering is, what's the setup and takedown like for this type of meet? I mean, like we mentioned, you got over 12 pits, and in a normal year, you can have up to even 15 pits that are you have to set up and make sure all of the standards and everything's right. I mean, can you bring us in on what it's like, you know, moving these pits and all that stuff?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny. Just the other day, I was thinking about, you know, I think it's around 5 or 6 tractor trailers of equipment when you add in the wood and the rubber for the runways and the platforms to the standards and the pits and the equipment. We bring in five loads of equipment, maybe 6, depending on the year. Takes us about 3.5 to 4 days and a crew of anywhere from 30 to 40 people building runways over a few days. And then, believe it or not, by the end of the night tonight, the whole arena will be pretty much empty.
Yeah, a lot of man hours to put on an event like this. It's been an awesome time, for sure. I mean, what's your favorite part of the National Pole Vault Summit for you?
Wow, that's a tough question. There's so many parts that I really enjoy. It's something I've been a part of since I was a little kid. You know, my dad and Lane, I've just watched the two of them grow it and build it and do it. And I think just kind of being a part of it is really my most favorite part, to see that variety of athletes and people coming together over one shared passion. I think that's probably the most special thing for me, is to see the light bulb turn on in somebody's brain that, you know, or maybe they just learned a new concept that just, it clicks for them on that day, and they get that joy out of kind of figuring something out. And then equally, you see a coach who might have helped that kid have the same sort of light bulb moment. That's just a really an incredible feeling. And I think being a part of that is what really drives us. I mean, it's a labor of love for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, I know it's been a great year so far. Still have a lot of vaulting to go, but we're excited for next year, definitely 2023. So mark it on your calendars. I'm sure you guys are planning it already, but thanks a lot, Chris. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Good to have you here.
Definitely.
As you can hear, it takes a lot to put together one of these meets. It's not something that can just be thrown together last minute and get a couple pits and set it up and send out an email blast and you have thousands of people here. It takes a lot of work. And that's what's so impressive, that they're dedicated to being able to get this giant pole vaulting meet together. I mean, I think the most I've ever seen when it comes to pits are 2 or 3. I mean, this was my very first time here in Reno. So just seeing 15 pits all together is crazy, because I don't think I've ever seen that many pole vaulting pits in one place, or that many vaulters together in one place either. And what I really was excited for was that elite vault that happened on Friday night. So there we had 6 different Olympians competing, both on the men's and the women's side, including Olympic medalists that were there and competing for what was the 2022 Reno Pole Vault Summit Championship. And these bars were going high. I mean, on the men's side, we saw people challenging American records. And on the women's side, we were seeing world leads dropping like flies. It was overall an amazing experience. And for me personally, it was super cool because I was able to be down on the runway while this thing was happening the entire time. So I'm standing in between the men's pit and the women's pit, live streaming this pole vaulting vlog on my Instagram. If you're not following me, follow Track World News on Instagram because you get to see really cool stuff like this. And we were seeing the men's pit and the women's pit going back and forth and back and forth, challenging each other's new bars, just raising the competition and having thousands of people right there cheering on and really losing their mind. It was a super cool experience. We're seeing t-shirts getting thrown into the stands left and right, and then we're seeing world marks getting challenged all at the same time. And on the men's side, we had an Olympic medalist, silver medalist, Chris Nielsen, who was joining us. So he's coming off of his very first Olympic Games, and it was definitely an exciting time for him. And he shares why he loves the Pole Vault Summit so much.
All right, so I'm here with Chris Nielsen, just finished up vaulting last night at the Pole Vault Summit. Jumped, what, 581?
581.
581. Tell me, how was your experience here at the National Pole Vault Summit?
You know, it's always a great time just because the atmosphere here is kind of the best for pole vault that you can get. That's why they do it. They try to raise the popularity of pole vault, get everyone involved. It's a really fun experience. The goal is just kind of to jump 19 feet again. So keep that streak going, just remain consistent. So we did that, got on a pole we wanted to get on. Everything was good, had a fun time. It was just a good time.
Awesome. And then this past outdoors, you're coming off of your first Olympic performance. What was it like being able to, you know, rep the USA on the biggest stage for the first time?
It's kind of a dream come true, man. Like, I feel like every kid in here who is pole vaulting right now wants to be an Olympian someday. And I was in their shoes, and I still am. I still want to continue. I want to try to be an Olympian 3 years from now, and I want to do it again in 2028. So, you know, it's just it quite literally is a dream come true, and it's something that we don't really know if it's possible until we actually get to try our best at it and like do it. But you know, we kind of got lucky on the trials and at the Olympics, had a good time, did our best, and came out all right.
Awesome. And a lot of the vaulters at the trials, I mean, even one of your fellow teammates, Casey Lightfoot, a lot of these guys are people you've vaulted with almost your entire life. I mean, what's it like seeing the growth of all these guys? You vaulted together in high school, you vaulted against each other in college, and then, you know, you're making it on the world stage there.
Just trying to keep up with them all, man. We try to all stay on equal levels the entire time and try to keep up with each other because someone will have a big jump at one point, and then we all have to say, oh, we've got to catch up with this guy or catch up with that guy, the guy who has the big jump at the time. So it's fun. It makes it really easy for everyone because we're all friends and we all go through the same struggles, have genuine respect for each other. And just makes competitions easy. I can come out here and I don't have to worry about trying to beat anyone. I can just have a fun time with people.
For sure. And like you said, it's a very competitive atmosphere. We have what I think three guys jumping 6 meters last year. And obviously you got Mondo, the world record holder, who's competing. I mean, for you, like, what are some of your goals knowing that it is such stiff competition this year going into the world championships?
It's just a thing you got to deal with, man. Sometimes there are people who are just going to be the outliers who have either done it for many more years than I have or just do it plain out better than I do. So the goal is to try to get up to their level and maybe be in the mix with them.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chris. Really appreciate it.
And done.
While Chris Nielsen did jump very, very well, he wasn't able to take home the win this year at the Reno Pole Vault Summit. That was to a longtime high school competitor and rival and teammate at the Olympic Games this past year in Tokyo, Casey Lightfoot. Casey was able to put the bar up to, what, 591, clear that, and then have an excellent opportunities at the American record. I mean, it was crazy to be that close in person to the world leading jump and just seeing him do it with ease. It was like the bars that he was jumping are like the bars that I would be opening up at my high school or college level. And he's doing the best competitions that we've ever seen ever. I mean, to be that close to just such elite athletes was such an amazing opportunity. And here's Casey Lightfoot talking about his experience at the National Pole Vault Summit, having those attempts at the American record of 6.02 meters, and what it's looking like for the future of pole vault.
All right, here with Casey Lightfoot, the champion of the Elite Vault, jumped 591 to win it. Casey, first meet of the year. What's it like to be able to put up a bar like 591 on your first game?
You know, I'm pleased with it. I was just coming out here having a good time, hoping I could make something over 19 foot. I've only done full approach two or three times this year, so I didn't have any high expectations, but I was feeling pretty good on the runway, so I'm happy with the 91 for sure.
Yeah, and then you actually had three pretty solid attempts at the American record, I believe, 602. Could you kind of bring us into, you know, how those jumps were going, what was going on in your head, and how you felt about those?
Yeah, I put it up to 602. I didn't have a whole lot of energy. I didn't even take that many jumps. I was just out of shape, I guess. But I went up a pole, same pole I jumped 6 meters on. Haven't really been on it since I jumped 6 meters, like maybe a couple meets, NCAAs. But, yeah, haven't planted those poles, but I was ready to go for it and see what happened. And my first one was actually pretty close, looking back on it on video. But I'm going to be honest, I wasn't really expecting one to stay up there, but I also wasn't expecting them to be as close as they were. So,
yeah, definitely good to get some attempts at that early. And so you're coming off of your first Olympic appearance. You're able to, I believe, qualify for the finals as well. I mean, what's it like taking that confidence and that momentum into this year for you?
Yeah, I mean, I got fourth in Tokyo, and I mean, it's a tough spot to be in because you're just out of the medal contention, of course. But I mean, there's fourth place at the Olympic Games. There's nothing to be sad about. So I'm trying to use that as a little motivator going into this season and the next seasons. Is just I think there's plenty of room for me to improve, and that I think it kind of highlighted some last year that it just is one of those things you just learn over time. So I'm just working as hard as I can for some big marks this year and next year.
Awesome. And could you kind of touch on the environment of what it was like vaulting here? There's over 1,000 people sitting around watching you guys, cheering you on. You know, what's it like to be here at the National Pole Vault Summit and competing?
You know, the one special thing about the Pole Vault Summit is that everybody's a pole vaulter. Like, we'll go to meets over in Europe or something, and we got 20, 30,000 in the stands. And it's always super exciting because they kind of know what's going on, but you don't get another meet where there's 1,000 people that are just pole vaulters and only watching the pole vault. And I mean, I'm not going to say everybody, but most of the people know what's going on, too. So it's a great place to jump. I haven't been here since high school, so I was super pumped to come back. And I mean, hopefully I'll be back here next year.
Awesome. And then, now, looking forward, you got an indoor world championship, you got an outdoor world championship, and it seems like the men's pole vault is as competitive as ever with the U.S. And international vaulters. I mean, what are you really looking forward to with the remainder of your season here?
Yeah, we got two chances for some big teams. We got an indoor team and an outdoor team. I think it'd be nice to make the indoor team, but I think the big focus is for the outdoor world championships in Eugene. We also get four for outdoors since Sam's a reigning world champion. So I think that's going to be the big goal of the season, I believe. And I mean, I got all the diamond leagues and all that too. But I think the outdoor world championships is going to be a pretty big highlight.
Awesome. Thanks, Casey. It was great seeing you vault yesterday, and looking forward to the remainder of the season.
No problem. Thank you.
On the women's side of things, Olympic gold medalist from Tokyo, Katie Najat, was really putting on a show. While she was only competing from a short step this competition, she was doing so with a completely new approach. Over this offseason, she decided to change up her run for the first time in over 18 years and eliminate the skip that she was so patented for using over the course of the entire career that she's been jumping. Why she did this? She needed some more consistency. And when jumping at this past meet this weekend, she really showed that. Her consistency was a lot better, even though she was only jumping from a five-step or six-step approach. And to talk about her accomplishments at this meet and why she loves the Reno Pole Vault Summit so much is Olympic gold medalist herself, Katie Najat.
All right, I'm here with Katie Najat, winner of the National Pole Vault Summit from the Elites last night. Jumping, what was it?
460. 15-1.
Yeah, 15-1 off of a shorter approach.
Yes.
So how was the atmosphere last night coming out for the summit?
The atmosphere was amazing. It's funny, I was saying to someone, this is the biggest crowd that I've competed in front of in a very long time because of COVID. So just feeling that energy in here again was amazing. I've missed it. And yeah, it just This is one of the best events as a pole vaulter you can come to.
Yeah, it's definitely an awesome environment. There's over 1,000 vaulters coming here, 12 different pits. Super cool.
Yeah.
And so for you, you're off of a short approach. Get what I think a PR from your short approach.
Yes.
Tied your PR. Yeah. I saw in warm-ups, it looks like you might have been, you know, a little frustrated. What was it like to, you know, come out and get those bars that you did to that last night?
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't know what to expect coming in. My practices, I've had some really great ones. I've also had some not so great ones. And we just took out the skip in the beginning of my run, which I've skipped my entire life. But it just wasn't working for me anymore. And so I just asked if we could try a static start. Brad said yes. And so I'd only had, you know, 2 practices with it and not really getting on poles, you know, any size poles that could give me anything because, you know, you're just working on something new. You're on really small poles. So just getting to get to bigger sticks and clear some bars, it was really fun. Like I said, I didn't know what expectations to even have. So I just wanted to clear some bars and I'm just happy that I did that.
Yeah. And so you're coming off of Olympic championship. We have the World Championships indoor and then another one right after that in outdoors.
Yeah.
You know, you got your, now there's a target on your back. Everyone's gunning after you. What's it like going into this upcoming year with some big meets on the way?
I'm very excited. I think that's helping me to stay motivated. I wasn't sure after a big year how my motivation would be, but I think that's helping a lot. And I love this sport. I love big meets and I love that it's in the United States. That having worlds in the United States is great. And as far as the target on my back, it's funny because I still feel like I'm just an underdog in some ways. I still feel like I'm fixing things and trying to get better. And I know that's not the case in terms of actually being an underdog, but it's just kind of the mindset I'm trying to still have so that I don't, you know, get too ahead of myself or, you know, think that I can't keep improving. And so it'll be interesting. Because I haven't really gotten to compete yet this year. This one, I felt it a bit. Like, you feel the pressure of, okay, you got to compete because people are expecting you to. But it was still really fun, so.
Awesome. Well, it was great seeing you vault last night, and thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.
Overall, my experience at the National Pole Vault Summit was amazing. It's an event that I have been dreaming of competing in and going to since I was a high schooler. While I've never been able to compete, and maybe in the future I'll be able to, it was still super exciting to be able to go there and cover it and see all of the high schoolers, middle schoolers, masters vaulters, and elite athletes having so much fun competing in the sport that they love. It's honestly an amazing experience, and even if you're not a fan of pole vaulting, it is still an event that I'm sure you need to go out to and should definitely be on everyone's track and field bucket list for sure. I loved it, and I'm so excited to be able to go to it next year because it was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I couldn't recommend it highly enough. Once again, thank you to UCS Spirit for allowing me to do this. I had so much time going to it, and I cannot wait for next year. Have a good one, and that's going to be it for this episode. Peace.